Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan is here with reasons to be happy.
How are you, Anna?
We'll take all the reasons.
Absolutely. Cathal. Amongst all the doom and gloom, we will absolutely.
You're going to brighten up our day, aren't you?
Put a smile on everyone's face. Hopefully, anyway. Hopefully.
Well, listen, the grand stretch returns.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you can see out there, the sun is shining and people are absolutely delighted. Like, I don't know if it's put a smile on your face, but it certainly has on mine.
I feel like we need this tune.
Yeah, Boney M, Sunny. It just puts me in a good mood.
Blue skies, lads.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, yesterday was the first day in Ireland since, I think, before Christmas, since 2026, that we've had no rain. So, like, that is a reason to be happy, number one.
Absolutely.
But also, because I don't know if you've noticed, but there is that little bit of a grand stretch around.
There is. We'll take it as well. Absolutely. It's exciting, isn't it?
And Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather has said, like, last Friday, the 28th, of February was the first evening that the sun set past 6 o'clock. And like we talk about this kind of grand stretch in Ireland, like it's kind of a very Irish thing that we kind of constantly are on about it.
Yeah, well, the way we turn the terminology of the grand stretch is definitely
absolutely
an Irish thing.
There's a grand stretch in the evening. Yeah. And actually, Seachtain na Gaeilge Tháinig, so Tháinig Law ag dul Conchina is actually how you say it in Irish. And it's
a lovely
little phrase for it.
The hauling.
Yeah, absolutely. But by Paddy's Day, we'll actually be at around kind of 6:30. So that'll be another extra one. And then the clocks change at the end of March. So around the 29th, we'll see the clocks go forward. And we'll be looking at 8 o'clock in the evening that the sun is shining till.
Which, it's so nice. Do you know what? It takes the sting out of the kids training, the in and out, normally in the dark, in the rain, you know, picking them up, dropping them off. Obviously, you want to do stuff for yourself. That's the way you're thinking, naturally. But just the mundaneness of, you know, bringing kids to and from training. Yeah, it just makes everything a bit easier.
This is it. And I think even for people going out for a walk in the evening, being able to do that later into the evening is just bliss. And by the end of April, so around the Maybank holiday, we'll be looking at 9 o'clock, which is just, it's brilliant.
And that's when we're going to start dancing in our kitchens to this.
I don't know if that gets people moving. There are listeners at the moment, but it certainly gets me moving. It's one of those songs that if I hear those first three beats, it gets me on a dance floor.
Oh, come on. If you're not dancing to that, you're not dancing to anything.
Well, do you know what? Dancing is actually good for you. If you don't know this,
Tell us more. It absolutely is.
And the BBC have this research out, and it's about how it boosts your brain health. So obviously, physical activity, we know this, that dancing will help you kind of, I suppose, get a little bit fitter and stuff like that. But it's actually good for your brain health as well. So it improves memory and cognitive function. Used therapeutically, it can help manage symptoms of Parkinson's disease and dementia. So for patients suffering with that, it can often help with things like that. But it also increases the size of the hippocampus in the brain. And I know that sounds like a huge word to people, but it's a brain region that's vital for learning and memory and different things like that. So if you are dancing and you're learning different steps, or if you're just getting up for a bit of fun, it's kind of constantly helping our brain relearn things and learn movement and different things like that. So it's actually good for the brain. But it's also kind of an Australian study that the BBC are kind of quoting. It says that dancing was linked to 40% lower risk of heart disease, which obviously is kind of true considering, like, we know it helps our fitness. But these neuroscientists are combining the two together from Australia, and they're saying the fact that the dancing forces your brain to multitask is helping your heart get that little bit fitter. So I think it's a combination of both heart health and brain health and different things like that. And they also mention you kind of have to dance like nobody's watching.
Yes, the best kind.
Absolutely, because like,
with pure abandon.
Yeah, absolutely. You let your brain free, and kind of the high cortisol levels that you kind of get from this can help your kind of whole body just feel that little bit freer.
Let go of your stress.
So if you are not a dancer, enjoy it. Get up. And even if it's in your kitchen to the radio.
Ah, I mean, everyone dances around their kitchen, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. But if it's in a bar, anywhere like that, or on the side of a football pitch and you're listening to a bit of tunage, dance.
Just enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
And interesting that you say it's good for the brain when you're actually learning, like when you're doing proper dance classes, you know, whether it's hip hop or modern dance or classic dance, it's good for the brain.
I'm currently in rehearsals for West Side Story, and like you're constantly trying to remember like an hour long of rehearsals. You're trying to get that brain like working. So like you see more and more as people get older, they're going back to things like Zumba or dance classes. And that's so good for your physical body, but it's also helping your brain, which is just a benefit and
of course,
absolutely a reason to be happy.
Lots of kids do hip hop classes now as just a matter of course. Sorry, where is the production on?
Roscrea Musical Society the end of April. So we will be putting that on. But like that, I get great physical and mental benefits from that. Like not only because of your mental health, but also you're constantly trying to be like, oh my God, what move am I doing next? And it's all a memory thing and helping your brain kind of
boost. As well as a social boost,
absolutely,
you know, connection, all of that
that's
stuff.
That's a huge thing.
Now, United Airlines launched new rules. Tell us this.
No, I don't know if you're a frequent flyer, but when you do get on a plane or any public transport, really, there's always that one person who's blaring some tunage or something out loud.
Or having an out loud conversation for everyone to hear. FaceTiming, the top of their voice.
Well, good news for those flying with United Airlines. They're taking steps to limit noise on its plane cabins while still allowing their passengers to use electronic devices. They're implementing a rule that you have to be using headphones. So tick for me. I'm like, I will be flying with United Airlines. If you get on any other plane, you're constantly hearing people over talk or like listen to a Netflix movie or something out loud. But yeah, any passenger listening to music or watching a video, scrolling on social media could be refused transport or could be asked to leave the plane, which, okay, seems a little bit maybe, I don't know, of an overreaction. But sometimes if people are kind of, I don't know, oh, well, I don't have headphones, but then this is their rule. You cannot watch the video.
But it's just a courtesy. I just think this is a basic. Do you not think?
Yeah. And carriers are encouraged to use these headphones pre-flight and different things like that. I don't think we'll see like people maybe, I don't know, being taken off flights. It's like the Irish Rail carriages at the moment. There's a quiet carriage.
Yes.
So like if people do want that time to work or do things like that, I think that's a really good benefit for people who I suppose are travelling long commutes or if it's a really long flight. Okay, you can't really put headphones on a baby or you can't put a plug of headphones into a baby. They're the kind of things that you're like, okay, I can deal with the screaming child, but overhearing Bridgerton on someone's Netflix, I don't want.
That's exactly it. I'd be so understanding of a screaming baby because I've been that soldier many times. But the blasting a movie or a phone call,
like
when there's just no need.
It seems negative, but it's, I suppose in that, it's
it's
reason
it's
to be
very
happy
positive.
That people will happy to hear that this is being kind of culled.
Now, we are going to take any excuse. Well, I'll take any excuse to crowbar music into the show in general, but to play CMAT.
I don't know if you've seen this, but it really caught
so
my eye in the week. So O'Neill's, the sportswear brand that I'm sure plenty of our listeners are aware of, probably wearing right now or have worn in the past, they've launched a collab with CMAT, which is great. Like in the past, CMAT, who's the Irish singer, has worn kind of O'Neill shorts and her very sexy CMAT band, as they are named, I'm not just calling them that, often wear O'Neill shorts on stage and different things like that. But they have now launched this collab with O'Neill's. So there's three jerseys, a black one, a pink one, and then green and yellow, of course, representing Meath, because CMAT is from there, Dunboyne Diana, as she's known.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get them all on O'Neill's website. The sizes run from kids' age up to 7XL, and they're really, really nice. I actually bought the green and yellow one myself, so I'm sure people... Come Electric
You've
Picnic.
You've jumped in and committed already.
Absolutely. Well, she's headlining Electric Picnic in September, kind of end of August. So hopefully people will be donning their green and yellow.
You'll be on brand.
Absolutely.
I think that's a really genius collab from O'Neill's point of view as well.
Absolutely.
Following in Paul Mescal's footsteps.
Definitely.
Cathal, thanks a million.
No
Great
problem
to see
at
you.
All.
Bringing happiness.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.